Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have a guest today. She's new to CSC Talk Radio. I got to meet her here a few weeks ago when, you remember, I told you I was going to MC at a Vitae Foundation banquet, a fundraiser. Her name is Kathy Fork, and she's from New Bloomfield, Missouri, and is the campaign director of the Columbia 40 Days for Life, held outside the Columbia, Missouri, Planned Parenthood. Kathy moved to Missouri from Phoenix, Arizona, after marrying her husband, Mike Fork, 10 years ago. They're just newlyweds. One Sunday, while praying, she asked God what he wanted her to do with her new life in Missouri. An abortion came to mind. She had no idea why, and she asked Mike to take her to see the Columbia Planned Parenthood. Kathy found out that Planned Parenthood did 800 abortions there every year. Mike and Kathy prayed there that Sunday, and a seed was planted. She didn't know what she could do, but she knew she could pray. From here, she joined the International 40 Days for Life and has led 16 campaigns in front of the abortion clinic there in Columbia, Missouri. How God used her and the mid-Missouri community to stop abortions in Columbia is just short of phenomenal. 40 Days for Life has just launched its largest campaign ever, with 375 cities in the United States and numerous countries internationally. Over 3,000 babies have been saved from abortion since it began in 2007. 40 Days for Life has a three-pronged mission. One, pray and fast for the end of abortion. Two, go to the place where abortions or abortion referrals take place. Three, community outreach to inform the community what is taking place in their neighborhood. Kathy is also a program manager with Sidewalk Advocates for Life, and she and others offer help and hope to women entering the abortion referral facilities. Kathy, most touching blessings is to remember holding babies who were scheduled to have been aborted in Columbia, Missouri at Planned Parenthood. That's quite a story, Kathy. Isn't it amazing what prayer does? And when you got it, I learned a long time ago, someone said in a revival that I was at, be careful what you pray for.
That is so true, Beth.
He's going to put you to action. And my goodness, girl, he has put you to action.
Yes, he has. And to him be all the honor, glory, and praise.
Absolutely, and those babies that you have saved. Wouldn't it be wonderful to know how God has used them? Because you know he had a plan. He had a plan for each one of those lives.
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you for what you do, because I know you wear yourself out doing it. She and I were visiting late last evening, and we just shouldn't work as hard as we do. but every life is worth it.
We can.
Every life is worth it, yeah.
Yes.
You're saving lives, and I'm trying to educate and get other people activated. So this is this is national and international. So we're not just talking about Missouri, but Kathy and I happen to live in Missouri, and we met at a Missouri event. So that's how we came together, through a mutual friend of Eva. And I appreciate that so very much. So tell me a little bit about this 40 Days of Life. Let's tell the listeners exactly what's going on right now. You're traveling right now to Kansas City, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Kansas City, Missouri just recently received their license to do abortions again. And we found out about it, and we were just dismayed. And so we thought we would go down there to Kansas City and help them because they don't have a presence in front of that particular clinic for abortions. They do pray there one day a week, but it just happens to be the day that they're not doing the abortion counseling or the actual abortion. So we decided we'd go down there and help them, and what God did was truly amazing. The very first day that they opened for abortions, 11 moms came for the pre-abortion counseling, and we had no idea what was going to happen, but that very first day for them, we were able to help. A young couple decided that they were not going to go through with it, and another young mom, before she even got in there, we were able to set her up with the Pregnancy Resource Center. And so she's keeping her baby, and two of the moms that went, they weren't in there long enough to get their abortion counseling. So we know that God had touched the hearts of four people, so that left seven. And then on that day when the abortions were actually going to take place, four of the moms came back, and one of them chose life at the last moment and would not take the abortion pill, the RU486. So when we look at that, God saved eight of those 11 babies scheduled for abortion.
Wow.
So, and, you know, as they were leaving, we told them about the abortion reversal pill, so we have no idea. Maybe those moms called the 800 number and got help. But we know that if we had not been there, 11 babies most certainly probably would have died last week. And we were there this Monday. Six moms came. And so we're heading back to Kansas City right now to hopefully that God will use us to save some of those babies, if not all. We pray for all. That's what we pray for.
Absolutely.
But our 40 days for life, it's a campaign, like you said. You know, we pray and fast for the end of abortion. And we have a peaceful, prayerful vigil in front of the places where the abortions or the abortion referrals are taking place. And in Columbia, we are there from 8 in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening every day. It just started yesterday, and we'll be there every day for 40 days, which ends on November 5th. And it's happening in 375 other locations all across the United States and in other countries. Bosnia just signed on, Taiwan.
Wow.
And there's one in China. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Colombia, it's just amazing what God is doing and touching the hearts. And when I sent you my bio, I apologize because it's over 13,000 babies that have been saved.
Oh, not
3,000 babies. Yeah, 13,000.
I thought that was kind of.
Praise God for that.
Okay. 13,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
she was tired. In her defense, she was tired last night when she sent that to me.
Sorry.
No, we're excited to have that kind of mistake. It wasn't 1,300. It was 13,000. So it wasn't 3,000.
Yes, 13,000.
I'm glad to have had the mistake on the upper end. So we're thankful.
Well, it just shows what. Yes, it just shows what God's doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kathy, even if these others didn't choose life, you don't know that you didn't touch their hearts in some way. And, you know, God works in all lives at the same time.
He does.
It's His will that all those babies be saved. But the thing about our Lord is He gives us a choice. That choice is always there. And
free will.
You know, well, I'm talking about He gives us a choice in everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to see any of those babies lost.
No.
But you don't know that you might have touched those other women's lives. Somehow down the road, they may become an advocate like you are, even though they chose the opposite of what we had hoped for. You just never know how it touched their lives. And we know that abortion has a negative effect on these mothers. And it's, you know, you're doing a good work. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Get active. Save life. That's what it's about. But this is an amazing story, and it's an amazing thing that's going on across this nation and the globe. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we can tell you how to get involved. 877-895-5410 for life. We will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Beth Ann. And I just wanted to say, Kathy, thank you for standing up. And
thank you, Ray. One other thing.
There's a pastor here in Illinois, Pastor Keith Manley. He has a beautiful song that he wrote years ago. You could probably find it online. It's called The Cry of the Little One. And it's about abortion. It's a beautiful song. The first time I heard it, I cried like a baby myself.
I think I have read the lyrics to that. I think that I have.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've got the Red Ribbon Campaign that memorializes all those that we aren't able to save. And it's called Cries from the Womb. And Kathy and so many others have heard that cry. And they are trying to their very best to rescue these babies because they don't have a choice. The babies don't have a choice in this. They definitely aren't.
Anyway,
innocent.
Thank you for standing up.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Yes,
oh,
Kathy.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, there's been a lot of sitting down, though, going on, a lot of kneeling. And that has made headlines. As if these men are heroes or doing something brave. And, of course, I feel it's the opposite. Now, I have told my listeners before, and I know you and I talked about this website. It's an excellent website, lifenews.com. And they wrote an article in here, What if the NFL players were protesting abortion instead? You know, it's amazing to me that billionaires and millionaires are taking a knee claiming oppression. In any other country, they'd been shot in the head for being that disrespectful to the nation. But the NFL players across this country are refusing to stand and put their hand on their heart during the national anthem. Now, it's the president they're mad at, Kathy. And the national anthem, I've sung this many times, it doesn't have any words that mention a president in it. Their decision is causing a national and international debate over what is appropriate when it comes to political protests. But this goes on through this article. But what if they were protesting for a cause that is not seen as quite as cool in the media limelight? What if they were protesting for people who Hollywood elites look down on? What if they were refusing to stand and place their hands on their hearts and respect to their country to back a class of people who faced the ultimate discrimination? What if they were sitting down and kneeling to protest abortion? Well, you and I know, Kathy, they won't let them do that. They won't let them do that. Remember the tragic police massacre in Dallas last year. The Cowboys owner, which I thought I respected and no longer do, Jerry Jones, wanted his team to wear a decal on their helmets honoring the five officers killed in the ambush, and the NFL wouldn't allow it. Mm. But protesting the flag, they got it at a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't give that, and there was another one that wanted to wear, I think it was pink shoes, I can't remember, to honor his mother who was fighting breast cancer or passed away with breast cancer. I don't remember which the case was. Or they refused to let him do that. No, you can only do that during a certain time. And there were others that went, and you remember, Tim Tebow took a knee to pray and took all kinds of ridicule and made fun of for his faith. These guys really are protesting a free republic because they're honoring Kaepernick, and Kaepernick is a communist. He believes in Castro. They don't believe in life, Kathy.
Mm.
They're selfish. They believe in their lives and their livelihood, but they don't believe in the innocent. They're not protesting anything with honor. I will not ever believe that. While we do have prejudices in this nation, we have people that are that way, this nation as a whole is not. And they're saying when they take a knee against the flag that all of us are that way.
You know, Beth Anna, it's just so strange because to me, when someone goes on their knee like Tim Tebow did, mm-hmm. that's to honor and glorify God, to pray to him. Mm-hmm. And it's just like the scriptures say, good will be termed evil and evil will be termed good. So the fact that somebody's on their knee all of a sudden, it's got a bad connotation. I mean, this is what our society is coming to. Evil is now good and good is evil.
Well, I saw where, and I didn't read the entire article, but it was Stevie Wonder in a performance, and he took a knee and then he says, but I'm putting a second knee down to pray for this nation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's a good guy. I'm not sure what he was referring to, but this nation is divided. And I do talk, you know, I do conservative talk. But you know from meeting me that I get just as angry at the Republicans as I do the Democrats, because I believe mm-hmm. they keep talking about a democracy when we were established to be a republic. But the republic means the people are in charge. The majority of the republic doesn't want abortions.
No, they don't.
Yet we have it. The majority of the republic wanted them to defund Planned Parenthood, but they didn't. What other industry, because that's what they are, is a business, what other industry can reap 40% of its revenue from taxpayers' dollars and pay their CEO $500,000 a year?
Only Planned Parenthood.
Only Planned Parenthood, which gets esteemed by people like Hillary Clinton. It was established by what they're taking a knee on. They claim that we're all racists and white supremacists. But Margaret Sanger was the ultimate white supremacist. And that's where Planned Parenthood came from. And abortion was for a purpose. And now it's also a business. And it's
exactly
a
right.
sad day when a nation cannot survive when it kills its future. When it murders its future, it cannot survive. But I just so enjoy hearing, it's so heartfelt when I hear the good things that you're doing, the wins, you know? You don't get tired of that kind of winning. You know, when you win the hearts of a young woman she's desperate. She's caught in a situation she doesn't know what to do, and they're making a decision out of desperation, and when you do that, you don't make a good decision.
That's right. And Beth Ann, could I take a moment and just share with you
Absolutely.
The things that God did at the Columbia Planned
yes.
Parenthood? Well, when we got the call that we should pray and then go to the Columbia Planned Parenthood and we joined the 40 Days for Life, within the first 3.5 years, they lost 7 abortion doctors. One of them lasted only one day. And after 3.5 years, that was June of 2012, their last abortion doctor left. And they have not been able to do abortions there except for a 3-month period when Mizzou got into the abortion business because they allowed the doctor to have privileges. They were bogus privileges at the university. So it's been over 5 years since they've been able to do abortions at that Columbia clinic. And they almost had their license. They almost had it again. But through God's grace, I would say like a day before it was going to be typed up and given to them, our Attorney General, Josh Hawley, prevailed in that a stay was put on that and that no more abortion licenses would be given in the state of Missouri until the case is heard before the 8th Circuit.
Mm.
And it's just amazing. God is just working so hard to stop abortion in the state of Missouri. And a lot of people don't know this, but we had one abortion clinic that's been operating this whole time that we've been praying. It's in St. Louis. And in St. Louis, since 2009, Planned Parenthood has sent 67 women by ambulance.
Go ahead, finish
because,
it.
Okay, by ambulance, because of life-threatening, there were 40% of them were for hemorrhaging, which is life-threatening.
I want to talk
so
about
every,
them. Yeah, when we come back,
okay,
we are
we'll
heading into a break. I want to talk about the lies of abortion and how it is not safe. Your calls are welcome. We're here for life, liberty, and the pursuit of all. 877-895-5410. The pursuit of happiness for all. 877-895-5410 for life. Kathy and Beth Ann will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Kathy, when we were going into the break, you were telling about 67 women had been sent to the emergency room with bleeding.
Yes, yes.
From the abortion clinic in St. Louis. And I wanted to, you probably have more to say. Let me get this out.
Yeah.
Abortion is not a contraception. That is a lie. Abortion is not a medical procedure that saves a life. Abortion is not safe and it is unnatural. Abortion is business. Abortion is death. Abortion is devastating, and abortion is not a safe procedure. And so I wanted you to kind of elaborate more on this, because I think that's a big lie they're telling. And, you know, they tell these young women, and I know you know this better than I do, they tell them, you know what, we're going to fix your problem. Today it's all going to go away. But it doesn't. It doesn't
go
away.
No, it doesn't.
Go ahead and explain a little bit more about these young women, these 67 young women there in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, our group had noticed that there were a lot of ambulance calls there, and we thought there were like maybe 30 that we had witnessed. And so we asked for the 911 calls, and we were denied. And 911 calls are public record that you can get. Of course, the names are redacted and all of that, but you can know what the emergency was about. Our group, Team Play, we had to sue in order to get those records. And when we got them, we were amazed because there were the number keeps going up. So when we finally got them, it was like 59, and we had thought there were about 30. So there were a lot more ambulance calls. And when we found out what the reasons were, just about 40% of them were for hemorrhaging. And what's even more appalling is in the Sunshine request that we got from Planned Parenthood to find out what they were going to do to fix that remedy, why they were having so many of them. They called a meeting, and they said they didn't address that which doctor is doing this. What they said was, we're going to get great big sheets, and they're going to be on poles, and we're going to put them there so the protesters can't take pictures of the women coming out on stretchers. That was their remedy. And they also said, we're going to instruct when somebody calls for an ambulance, they are to request no lights, no sirens. And I don't know if you've been in St. Louis, but if you have an ambulance coming to you without lights and sirens, your life could be done. Hemorrhaging is a very serious condition. And they were asking for the ambulance to come with no lights and siren because that would alert the pro-lifers standing in front of the clinic to get their cameras out and video what's going on because this is an important thing. This is very important because a woman's life is in danger. So this is Planned Parenthood's whole response to this is cover up and be quiet. Well, that is why the Senate Bill 5 has a recommendation in it. Well, I'm sorry, not recommendation. Senate Bill 5 says that the abortion clinic cannot request there not be lights and sirens. And right after that, what SB 5 went into was signed and passed. Guess what? They had another medical emergency on August 4th at St. Louis. And guess what? They had the lights and sirens on. So people might have thought the government is overreaching here. But you know what? I don't think that you can overreach when it comes to trying to regulate what the abortion industry is doing, and in particular Planned Parenthood in Missouri. They definitely need regulation.
How telling is that? That they take advantage of these young women who are in desperate situation. They feel desperate anyway. It's not as desperate as they think, but they feel that they are in a desperate situation and they don't know what to do. They take advantage of them. They lie to them. And at this point in time, they weren't concerned about their life, just their reputation and their money.
Oh, you are so right. So right, Beth Ann.
And the women in this nation need to wake up. Because they're not about women's rights. They're about taking advantage of women.
Exactly.
And that's what they are about.
And you know, I just feel so sorry for these women. We used to see them when they did the abortions, and they would line them up like cattle outside the Columbia Planned Parenthood there in Missouri. And we would just look at them, and we could see, you know, this
the
is before I received training. Yes. Before I received training about how to reach to these women. But, you know, they would just look so desolate. Nobody was looking up. I mean, they lined them up outside the building, and they went in. The police officer took them in. They had an off-duty police officer there in uniform. They would take their cell phones away from them, and they would be in there for, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 hours, whatever, and just they were so sad. They didn't know what they could do. But now we've found out that we can reach out to these women. We can tell them, we can help you with free resources in the area. What do you need? How can we help you? We care about you. Please just talk to us for a moment.
Kathy,
and the women come in and speak to us.
I have a question. Why do they take their cell phones?
Because they don't want them to, like somebody might call them, text them, say, hey, don't do it. That's what they did. Now, I don't know what the procedure is now because Columbia doesn't do abortions, but at that time they took their cell phone, and we know that for a fact because many of the women told us.
So why do they have an officer there in uniform taking their cell phones?
Intimidation. If a uniformed police officer, even though he's off duty, asks you for your cell phone, you're going to give it up. And you know, like most young people, they're not giving up their phone. But if you have an off-duty police officer in uniform with his gun, his taser, and everything else, you're going to give him your cell phone. And it's intimidation. You know, these women, they go in there and, you know, they're told not to talk to us in the first place. And there were just so many atrocities that happened at Columbia.
I want to ask my listeners that have been in or are in law enforcement, are you supposed to be in uniform if you're off duty? That is intimidation, and that is kind of fraudulent in my eyes.
Oh, we went to the police department. We had a meeting with Chief Burton, and he told us that he wanted his officers to be in uniform. He thought that that was okay, that when they were doing other work that they were in uniform, and that was perfectly fine. I mean, we fought it, but we did not prevail. But, you know,
so the Lord
a lot
would
of
deal
those
with
police
him.
Officers...
the Lord would deal with the officer.
But, you know, a lot of those police officers had conversion of heart, and this is a beautiful story. One of those police officers, he came to me one day, and he said, Kathy, I hear you out here all the time saying you can help people, moms that are in a emergency pregnancy situation. Can you help a family member of mine? And I said, absolutely. And the story was the usual one. The boyfriend dumped her. She, you know, was a sole support and got her set up with a pregnancy resource center. And that baby was born. And you know what? He stopped going there anymore. And most of the officers don't go there anymore.
Well, I was going to say, are they paid when they're off duty? Are they paid
as
an off-duty officer to do that?
Okay. They are paid, and there is still one officer who still goes there because Planned Parenthood wants to keep that tie with them.
We're heading into a break.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. We're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome. But most of all, we need your prayers. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99.
$5. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Kathy Fork, and we've been talking about Planned Parenthood, but particularly, I think we've just kind of talked all around everything, but the 40-day days for life that's going on, and that's going on right now, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes, Beth Ann, it is, and 375 locations all across the United States and countries all over the world, and it is a constant prayer vigil in front of the places where abortions happen or where they refer for abortions, and the members are praying and fasting for the end of abortion, and they can do that from home, you know, work, wherever they may be. And then also the third part is community outreach, where we let people know what's going on in their neighborhood, and we also reach out to women going into those abortions referral centers and abortion facilities, offering them real hope, real help.
And there
and,
is
oh, my goodness, there's so many babies that have been saved, over 13,000 so far since it came into effect back in 2007.
You
and
know,
we are in our 16th campaign. We've done it 16 times in front of Columbia.
Awesome. That's just awesome. You know, one thing that touched my heart with the Vitae Foundation is how they approach it through the compassion and love for the woman.
Exactly.
The woman is a victim right now.
Yeah,
she got herself in trouble. Yes, she made she made bad decisions, but that's not the focus. The focus is she's in trouble, and she needs help. Not ridicule, not fingers pointing at her. She needs help, and she is feeling desperate. Planned Parenthood takes advantage of these young women, and some of them are older, but they take advantage of these women who all of a sudden find themselves in a situation they don't know how to handle.
Mm-hmm.
They can't see beyond the now, and your heart just breaks for them when you stop and think about it. And what how they're taken advantage of. And like you said, herded like cattle. Let me have your cell phone. You don't need your cell phone in there. Stripping them of the outside world so that they can strip them of dignity and life. And that's what they do in Planned Parenthood.
You know, Bethann, another thing that was so horrible is that they told us that they couldn't even see a clock in there, so they had no idea what time it was. And another bad thing is, like, when you're pregnant, you need water.
Yeah.
They didn't even have a water fountain in there. And we always bring water and offer water to the people going in. And when they saw that people would come to us and talk to us and we were able to turn them away from the abortion facility, guess what? For two times, they actually brought water to the people. And then after that, they quit. But, you know, they don't care about anybody. You know, this one woman told me that she just wanted water so badly. And she said, well, do you have a drinking fountain? No, we don't. She said, well, could I get some water from somewhere? And they brought her out a cup and they acted like she asked for the world. You know, it was just, they just have no regard for these women.
Again,
these women who feel they have no choice.
It is not a medical procedure. Medical procedures save life or make life better. Abortion does not make life better. It takes life. It's death.
Yes.
And it strips,
yes,
it strips away a life from that mom, from that woman. It doesn't fix the problem. The problem doesn't go away. She's not got a baby, but the problem hasn't gone away.
And the thing is that if this woman doesn't receive help, she suffers without the rest of her life. And there are so many programs out there that can help women. There's Silent No More. There's Rachel's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. And these are to help women who have been through the heartbreak of an abortion. There is help and healing in that. And Jesus can forgive any sin. But the devil likes to make these women feel that they're not worthy. They are worthy. They are worthy of the forgiveness of Jesus. And they will get a peace from that. They will never forget what happened. But God can heal their heart.
You
and
know,
so if any woman out there has had an abortion, please look up Rachel's Vineyard, look up Silent No More, and know that there is help and healing for you, too. We care about you, we love you, and we want to help you, whether you're pregnant and kept your baby or whether you went through with the abortion. Just know that we care. 40 Days for Life cares for you, Sidewalk Advocates care for you, Silent No More cares for you, Rachel's Vineyard cares for you. Please. Reach out to us.
Absolutely. You know, hearing the speaker at Vitae, Michelle Odom, I think I've got the name right, and she was a survivor of an abortion. Her mother was forced, and I know women that have gone through that same thing where they were forced by a parent or someone else to go through an abortion. Again, taking advantage, bullying the female around, the woman. It's not a matter of a woman's right. It really isn't. It's a matter of a bully. Planned Parenthood is a bully. They're taking advantage
mm-hmm.
of women who are in
yes.
desperate situations. They're brokenhearted. They've either being forced to do this or they've lost a lover. It's caused them to think, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to go on? And it's a situation that they need help. Yes, and parents.
Parents take their daughters there.
Yes. Yes. Going to fix this, honey. We're going to fix this.
Yeah. I remember one time this couple, they were the grandparents, and I got the grandfather to come over to get some water, and I said, so is this your first grandchild? And he went, oh. And he went running over to his wife, and it just turned a light on that, hey, this isn't just a blob of tissue. This is our first grandchild.
Yeah.
And, you know, they went in there, they got her out, and there's a baby alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's so many stories. There's so many stories of lives that were saved because somebody took the time to pray. And Abby Johnson, the ex-director of Planned Parenthood, said that when people are outside praying, that their abortion appointments can be cut up to 75%. And we saw that in Kansas City just last week.
Mm.
8 out of 11 of those appointments were not kept for the abortion, 75%. So please, please come. Look for a local 40 Days for Life in your area. Go there and pray with those people. You can be a part of saving lives.
Do they go online for that?
Yes, www.40days 40daysforlife.com. And when your grandchildren, because abortion's going to end, and your grandchildren someday will say, Grandma and Grandpa, what were you doing when they were killing babies?
Oh.
You can say, you know what? I stood for them. I didn't just stay at home. I actually went to the places where they were killing these babies, and I stood out there, and I offered help and hope to women, and I prayed for it to end. And you know what, honey? It ended. And I have no doubt it will end in our lifetime.
You know, the guitar you're hearing picking, it was written, and it's being performed by my youngest son.
Oh.
And the name of it is Coming Home. So, Kathy, thank you. Do a good thing there
thank
in
you,
the city.
Ann.
Thank you so much for being with us. You know, it's so it's time for all of us to take action. It's time for all of us to give these babies a chance to come home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.